Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, July 13. In Squiz Kids today, vaccine hopes high in Queensland, Nigeria's ballet boy hero, Wales ahoy off Sydney, and Dua Lipa's upbeat anthem. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Could scientists in Queensland become the first in the world to discover a vaccine for the coronavirus? That's what researchers at the University of Queensland are hoping as they launch today the first testing on humans of a COVID-19 vaccine. It's a significant step for the clever bunch of scientists who have already tested the vaccine in mice and are now ready to trial it on humans. 120 Queenslanders have put their hands up to take part in the trial, which is expected to get underway today. The race is on to find a vaccine, with more than 130 teams around the world working on a way to stop the coronavirus in its tracks.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Nigeria, a big country in Africa, where a video from a ballet school for boys has gone viral. The video is of 11-year-old Anthony Madu dancing ballet in the rain at his dance academy in the Nigerian city of Lagos. There's not much equipment. The dance studio is simple, concrete walls and concrete floors. But as the video of Anthony shows, when the urge to dance is in your bones, nothing can stop you. He leaps, he spins, he pirouettes, all thanks to a local dance teacher who teaches ballet for free to kids in Lagos. A video of Anthony dancing was posted to social media and shared by Hollywood actress Viola Davis to her gazillion followers. Anthony's mum says at first she wasn't sure about her son dancing ballet, but now she watches him dance and it fills her with joy. Us too, Anthony. Us too. There's a link in today's episode notes to a video of Anthony in action.
Animal Kingdom.
It's a new school term, and that means a bunch of new segments for Squiz Kids as we try to mix it up a bit each day. Today's new segment is Animal Kingdom, a segment that will appear regularly and one in which we'll bring you all the latest and greatest news from our animal friends, including the spectacular display that was turned on by a couple of whales just outside Sydney Heads on Friday morning. With the east coast of Australia resembling a sort of humpback superhighway, with the whales moving up and down as part of their annual migration, whale watchers were treated to a great big hour-long whale show as a couple of adult humpbacks, each weighing about 40 tons, which is about 6 times as heavy as an elephant, performed every trick in the book, jumping up out of the water, slapping their tails on the surface, and entertaining in the process a boatload of excited tourists.
Pop Culture Corner.
You know how music can make you feel happy or sad? Well, it turns out pop music goes through phases, and right now we're in what's called a euphoric or happy phase as artists seek to balance out all the tough times we're living through. A researcher from a university in Sweden recently took stock of this year's bunch of chart-topping hits, from Dua Lipa's Physical to Lady Gaga's Stupid Love and Harry Styles' Watermelon Sugar, and found that the sort of music we are really loving at the moment is upbeat, boppy tunes with a high BPM, which means beats per minute. The higher the BPM, the faster the song. After listening to the sleepy likes of Billie Eilish, who dominated last year's music charts, the researcher decided it was no accident that all the most popular songs at the moment were tunes where we could all just dance like no one's watching. Put your hands in the air like you just don't care.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which state in Australia is hoping to be the first to develop a COVID vaccine? Yeah, that's right, it's Queensland. Question number two. In which country in Africa does ballet prodigy Anthony Madu live and dance? You got it, it's Nigeria. Question number three. Which marine mammals entertained tourists in waters off Sydney Heads on Friday? Yeah, whales.
Shout outs.
So, as you know, normally this is the segment where we give a shout out to any Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Well, because we've been off for a week, and we didn't think it was fair for kids who celebrated a birthday during that week to not get a shout-out, we've compiled a special, extra-long shout-out segment, which you'll find at the very end of today's podcast. So if you're a birthday kid, hang on in there. Otherwise, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, you know what to do. Get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
All right, team, settle in for an extra long, super-duper bumper edition of shout-outs as we celebrate all the Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and those who blew out their candles over the weekend and throughout last week. Happy birthday today to Charlotte from Narrabeen, Matilda from Gosford East, Olivia from Crookwell, Stella from Walpole, Will from Newcastle, Elizabeth from Red Bank Plains, Gus from Shepparton, Addison and Aditi from Oran Park, Amelia from Glenhaven, Will and Laurel from Sydney, Amy from Crow's Nest, Toby from Perth, Maya Jane from Randwick, Frederick from Cairns, and Maggie from St Kilda. And a whole bunch of belated birthday shout-outs to Jack, Sarthy and Gavin from Quakers Hill, Dean from Constitution Hill, Luca from Killarney, Lachlan from Idalia, Lily from Aranda, Lawrence from Barreen, Calvin from Meriden, Thomas from Beecroft, Quinn and Emmett from Redlinch, Florence and Olivia from Carimbar, Sophie from Concord West, Molly from Walpole, Anika from Launceston, Emmy from Harden, Ari from Balnane, Marcus from North Rocks, Liam from Abbotsford, Lucy from St Leonard's, Arabella from Mornington, you're still with us, Leah from Balmain, Julian from Knoxfield, Dylan from St Clair, Scarlett and Raphael from Newcastle, Mitchell from Fitzroy, Timothy from Concord West, Mercedes from Oran Park, Pippa from Springwood, I reckon we're about halfway there, Eloise and Henry from Hornsby, Rory from Gloucester, Sienna from Happy Valley, William from Carolee, Kieran from Mansfield, Declan from Wagga Wagga, Stella from Hunters Hill, Aidan from Balgownie, Adie from St Helens Park, Sammy from Walpole, Lenny from Listerfield, good lord, Tyler from Carlingford, Jensen and Brondle from Jembrook, Jalen from Upper Brookfield, Marnie from Crookwell, Dieppe from Taree, Earth, Caleb, Colin, Riley, Hayden and Archie from Sydney, Lockie from Allambie Heights, Hari from O'Connor, Marianne from Melbourne, Harriet and Josephine from Richmond. Okay, we are so close. Ivory from Northcote, Erin from Albury, Alex from Eastwood, Kaylee from Carolee, Albert from Medora Bay, Nantale from Terrigal, Helena from Vaucluse, Maxwell from Mitcham, Monica from Burwood and Quincy from Sherwood. Happy birthday to you all. Now excuse me while I go and pass out.